Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to day 15 of the letters of John. Today's title is Strong Words About Love. David L. Allen wrote, "Loving the world begins in the heart before it is ever lived out in our lives." Our text today is 1 John 2:15 through 16. It reads, "Do not love the world or the things in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world." The beloved disciple John enters into a convincing argument concerning love in 1 John 2:15 through 16. Before we can understand the full application of this scripture, we need to dig deeper into the original meaning of his words. There are two key words in this passage, love and world. Both of these words must be unpacked as to their meaning to understand John's point. World, or cosmos, is used in three primary ways in the New Testament. It is sometimes used to refer to planet Earth. We sometimes talk about the world when we mean the Earth. That's not its meaning here. It is often used to refer to people, as in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." That's not the meaning here either. Sometimes the word world is used to refer to the organized evil system with its principles and practices, all under the authority of Satan, which includes all teachings, ideas, culture, attitudes, activities, etc. that are opposed to God. A fixation on the material over the spiritual, promotion of self over others, pleasure over principle. These are just a few descriptors of the world system John is talking about. The word world here means everything that opposes Christ and his work on earth. Jesus called Satan the ruler of this world, and Paul called him the God of this world. In Luke 16:8, Jesus referred to all unsaved people as the sons of this world. So let's also unpack the word love. We use the word love in so many different contexts in the English language. We love pizza, we love football, we love our job, we love our spouse, we love fishing, we love hunting, food, art, etc. With all this variety, what exactly does love mean? In its essence, love is two things, a desire for something and a commitment to something. The word John used is the verb form of agape, and it is a word that the Christians took from common Greek vocabulary and invested with new meaning. John hits his readers right between the eyes in verse 15 with a knockout punch. Significantly, the exhortation to stop loving the world is the first overt imperative in the letter. John assumes that, to some extent, some of his readers were guilty of loving the world system. John also exhorts Christians not to love the things in this world. Some Christians have become too cozy with the world system. They had begun to compromise with the world. They were giving too much ground to the world's way of thinking and acting. Things in the world began to look more and more glamorous. Some Christians had taken their eyes off Jesus and put them on the things of this world. In these verses, John makes it clear that it is impossible to love God and the world at the same time. Then he gives three major descriptions of the world: the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life. The desires of the flesh include all the desires that come from our sinful nature. Someone who is in love with the world lives a life dominated by their sinful senses. The desires of the eyes means we crave what we see. The eyes are the gateway to our thoughts. If our eyes are on Jesus, our thoughts are on him also. However, if our eyes are on the things of this world, then our focus is shifted to worldly things. The pride of life describes the arrogant nature of those who live their lives focused on themselves. This last phrase portrays a person who is more in love with themselves than with Jesus. John used convicting language to teach us that those who love Jesus Christ live in opposition to the world. He also made it clear that to love the world places you in conflict with God. Either you are in love with Jesus or you are in love with the world. The simple but strong truth is you cannot love them both. Here are some questions to consider. After reading today's scripture and devotion, honestly answer the following question and explain your answer. Who do you currently love, the world or Jesus? Describe in what ways you are tempted to love the world based on John's three descriptions: the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life. What are your thoughts on the following quote that began today's devotion? Loving the world begins in the heart before it is ever lived out in our lives. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.